Farther north and south there was plenty of green. One of the two guys gave Goblin an old company standard. There was no doubt what it was, though I did not recognize any of the honors. It was damned ragged, as you would expect of something as old as it had to be. What the hell was going on here? One eye tried talking to those guys, but it was like starting a conversation with a stone. They faced their mounts around and got out front. I gave One Eye a nod when he looked back to see if we should follow. A 12-man honor guard presented arms as we passed through the gate, but nobody else greeted us. Silence ran with us as we moved through the streets, people stopping to stare at the pale-faced strangers. Lady got half the attention. She deserved it. She looked damn good. Very damned good. Black and tight both became her. She had the body to pull it off. Our guides led us to a barracks and stable. The barracks part had been maintained, but not used for a long time. It seemed we were supposed to make ourselves at home. All right. Our guides did a fade while we were checking the place out. Well, Goblin said, bring on the dancing girls. There were no dancing girls. There was not a lot of anything else, either, unless you count apparent indifference. I had everybody stick tight the rest of the day, but nothing happened. We had been shelved and forgotten. Next morning, I turned loose our two most recent recruits, along with One Eye and Wheezer, on a mission meant to find a barge that would take us down the river. "You just sent the fox to get a new latch for the chicken coop," Goblin protested. "You should have sent me along to keep him honest." Otto busted out laughing. I grinned, but kept the rest inside. "You aren't brown enough to get by out there, little buddy." "Oh, horse hockey! You bothered to look outside since we got here. There's white folks around, fearless leader." Hagop said,
"He's right, Croaker. Ain't a lot of them, but I seen a few."
"Where the hell did they come from?" I muttered, going to the door. Sparkle and Candles got out of my way. They were there to ambush any surprise unwanted guests. I went outside and leaned against the whitewashed wall, chewed a piece of horse sorrel I plucked from the edge of the street. Yeah, the boys were right. There were a pair of whites, an old man and a 25-ish woman, skulking down the way. They made a production of being indifferent to me while everyone else gawked. "Goblin, get your tail out here." He stumped outside, sulky. "Yeah? Take a discreet look down there. You see an old man and a younger woman." "White?" "Yes." "I see them. So what?"
"Ever see them before?"
"At my age, everybody looks like somebody I've seen before. But we've never been in this part of the world, so maybe they look like somebody we've seen somewhere else. She does, anyway."
"Huh. Other way around for me. Something about the way he moves rings alarms."
Goblin plucked his own horse sorrel. I watched. When I looked back, the odd couple were gone. Headed our way were three black guys who looked like trouble on the hoof.
"Gods, I didn't know they made them that big."
Goblin muttered, stared past them. He wore a puzzled frown. He cocked his head like he was having trouble hearing. The three big guys marched up, stopped. One started talking. I did not understand a word.